This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic and Peninsula Performances, here at home doing a Zoom interview for the first time. So thank you so much to our guest, Sarah Rimkus. She is the publicity chair of Marquette Choral Society, and they serve the greater UP as an ambassador of symphonic choral music. All singers who demonstrate a love of the choral art are welcome to join. Now we're welcoming you to join us from the comfort of your own home on Zoom on Saturday, December 5th for a Sing-Along Messiah. It's a sing-along event with music broadcast on Public Radio 90, available online or on your radio. There'll be selections to sing along with from Handel's Messiah and Marquette Choral Society's recording of the piece, alongside additional Christmas classics and some new favorites as well. And more festivities will be throughout the event. And to tell us more about the event is our guest today, Sarah Rimkus, who again is the publicity chair with the Marquette Choral Society. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Sarah, I was approached by you and Dr. Aaron Kolwitz, who's the director of the Marquette Choral Society, to see if Public Radio 90 wanted to collaborate on an event, which I'm super excited about. I know many choirs are kind of missing being together and singing together due to COVID and all those challenges, and they're needing to find creative and safe ways to do that. Is that part of what inspired this idea of this sing-along?
Oh, absolutely. I think for many people, such a big part of what makes this holiday season feel like the holiday season is music. And for so many, that includes singing, whether that's singing in church, singing in a choir like Marquette Choral Society, or even just gathering with friends and singing Christmas carols together. And of course, so little of that can happen this year safely. So we really wanted to try to do something that would bring that spirit, but in a safe and practical way. And especially in the UP in December, a virtual event definitely seemed like the best way to do that. So this is the event that we came up with, and we're very excited to be collaborating with Public Radio 90 on it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know the weather can be frightful this time of the year anyway. Sometimes events get canceled, and why not do something from home, especially with COVID, and everyone can be safe and warm and cozy. So let's say someone would like to participate in the sing-along. What will they need to have? Will they need to have the sheet music and any other festive supplies at home?
Yes, so this event is going to take place on Zoom. So first of all, they'll need to have Zoom ideally downloaded in advance and ready to go on their home computer or whatever device they want to use. In terms of sheet music, they will need to have a score to Handel's Messiah, which many singers may have in their library already, but we can provide a few extras. They'll also need a copy of Morten Lauridsen's Sure on This Shining Night, which is another favorite of Choral Societies. Mm-hmm. And again, there's some information online about how we can provide those for anyone who doesn't have them. But if you have them already, that's great. And any other of the Christmas carols that we'll be singing together, music will be provided during the event. So that's all you need in terms of sheet music. You'll also, we absolutely welcome any festive dressing, any ugly sweaters or Christmas outfits you would like to wear. So other than the sheet music, just bring your festive self and come ready to sing.
I'm speaking with Sarah Rimkus. She's the publicity chair with the Marquette Choral Society, and we're talking about a Sing-Along Messiah, a collaboration between the Choral Society and Public Radio 90. And with these festivities comes some silliness from time to time, something I'm sure, if not all of us, need right now. Typically, there's more traditional attire. Like you just mentioned, the attire is a little bit different for this, and it's kind of more in the spirit of a holiday party. What should participants expect to see and take part in, besides the singing, when on the Zoom event?
Yeah, so first of all, we're actually, anybody who's been on a Zoom call, especially a Zoom call with a lot of people before, knows how chaotic it can be, and it can be a little bit awkward trying to have actual verbal conversations or discussions with a large number of people on Zoom. So first I'll say that we are actually going to have everybody muted throughout the music, and we'll be singing along with the Public Radio 90 broadcast. So there's no need to feel self-conscious, there's no need to feel nervous, nobody is going to be on the spot, everybody will just be singing in their home, and there's no need to feel nervous to participate in this singing event. Even if you've never sung in a choir before, you can still join in this event. So that's a little bit of what to expect in terms of the singing. But of course, we did want to make this a truly interactive and festive event. So anyone who is experienced with Zoom will also know about the chat feature, which you can use to basically instant message other participants during the event. You'll also have seen people share their screens during Zoom calls. So we're going to take full advantage of all of the extra features of Zoom to create an interactive and festive holiday party atmosphere. So there'll be games, there'll be trivia, you'll be able to vote on who has the best ugly sweater. So come prepared to sing and also prepared to keep an eye on the chat for some interaction with other participants and some holiday festivities.
Well, and along with that, Public Radio 90 will be broadcasting what's essentially a one-hour holiday special to listen to. So the Zoom event is kind of the gathering place for the members of the choir and the public as well. This isn't just for members of Marquette Choral Society. Anyone can be invited. And after the broadcast is over, there'll be some social time afterward to continue the festivities. So how would people get involved? If this all sounds good to them, how do they get registered?
The event registration is through Eventbrite. So if you go to eventbrite.com, you can actually just search for Marquette Choral Society and you'll find the event in the search. Once you register for the event, you will then be given access to the online event information. So there'll be a Zoom link, there'll be some more information about how to participate and how to contact us with any questions about sheet music. So that's your one-stop shop for how to participate in the event. You can also find it through Facebook. If you search for Marquette Choral Society on Facebook, you'll find our page where we'll be posting updates about the event, and you can find the Facebook event, which will, of course, link back to Eventbrite as well.
Super, super. So lots of ways to get involved with the Marquette Choral Society Sing Along Messiah. Again, collaboration between the Choral Society and Public Radio 90. And our guest is Sarah Rimkes. She's the publicity chair with the Marquette Choral Society. At this point, is there anything else you'd like to remind our listeners or anything that we forgot along the way?
No, I don't think so. Just to reiterate, anybody can participate in this event. One of the advantages of doing a virtual event at this time of year is that perhaps if you have out-of-town relatives who might be interested, or perhaps you're a former member of Marquette Choral Society but have since moved away, we can have participation from all over the country. So don't hesitate to sign up and join us.
Absolutely. And that broadcast will also be available on the traditional radio stream with Public Radio 90 and anywhere worldwide, just like the Zoom event at WNMUFM.org. So we encourage you to take part in a very festive, fun, and safe event coming up Saturday, December 5th, starting at 3 p.m. on the radio and on the World Wide Web. And thank you so much for being with us today, Sarah Rimkes, again, the publicity chair with the Marquette Choral Society. I know people are looking forward to making some merry in a safe way. So thanks again for talking with us.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too.